Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. One of my very good friends and somebody who is a true hero. She's been down on the front lines, on the border, more than anyone, basically, in our entire regime now in control of the White House. She is a fierce leader and somebody I really admire. I'm really, really excited to have Christy Hutchinson back today. How you doing, my friend?
Well, hello, Mel. I'm excellent. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I just saw you. So after I see you, I always feel pumped up and excited to be back on the front lines because there is no warrior out there quite like you. So, you know, good and bad and ugly. Let's hear it. What is going on at the border? What don't we know? Because they're not covering it anywhere. And the main news I think most people are getting is literally from you. So go for it.
Well, you know, the border is just horrific right now. And I'm going to shift a little bit today. And I'm going to probably give some of your listeners some information that they probably don't know. And they really do need to understand from a national security perspective, really what's going on. I'm going to barely touch on, because I don't want to give a lot of credence to what's been going on with the whole Martha's Vineyard thing, because that the only positive I think about that, what DeSantis did, was show the hypocrisy of the left. How, you know, they can sit there and say they have all of these sanctuary cities and they want to welcome everybody from all walks of life, including mostly the criminals and the drug cartels and the pedophilias and the rapists and the murderers and the terrorists to their streets, unless they're unleashed in the millionaire row where they're partying with champagne and lobster, Right. Then it's a huge deal, right? We're not really a sanctuary city in Martha's Vineyard, because
at least not here.
You might trample or get in our saltwater laced pools.
Right. I know. Yeah. And I agree with you. It was really just the hypocrisy. And then then how they tried to twist it around. And then all of a sudden I see DeSantis getting sued. And, you know, me, I just go right to DuckDuckGo and I look up, lawyers for civil rights, Soros. And I'm like, so now he handed Soros a bone to go after him to cause all kinds of distraction. And the truth is, whatever's going on there, people are being distracted from what's really going on at the border, because we talked about it recently in person. And I have to say, it's not people coming from just South America. We have literal terrorists, Chinese, Russians. We have people, I think 156 nations have been clocked. So go ahead, talk a little bit about who's coming across the border, who's financing it, and how much our national security is in danger, and they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I you know, Mel, what keeps me up every single day, every night, as I'm literally waiting. The clock is ticking, the hourglass is running out, so to speak. We are getting ready to feel some pain here in America, and it's because of this administration's complicit. I'm going to even go one further. I'm going to say that they're helping to coordinate this effort. You can't look at things from a strategic perspective to say that this is incompetency. This is an incompetency. This is a well laid out thought out plan that has been in process, I think, for a very long time. But you also have to have other players to execute on this plan. And so therefore, it really makes me step back. And so, like I said, when I started over 2.5 years ago, almost looking at the border situation, I started peeling back onions, because you have to peel back an onion. Things aren't always what they seem to be. And when you start following the different organizations or countries who are involved in this, it gets pretty startling. And I'm going to talk about China.
Right.
Because as we know, Biden's family is 100% sold out to China. They are under China's influence. I don't care. We have enough evidence.
Right.
We just don't have law enforcement office or DOJ doing their jobs anymore, because they're part of the arm of the enemy, which is infiltrated into our own government.
Right.
So if we had anybody worth their salt, journalists or whoever, doing their real job, they would be able to connect the dots like I'm getting ready to do. China has had a massive influence in Brazil, in South America, for a very long time. But what's interesting, since 2018, 2019, towards the end of President Trump's presidency, going into the stolen coup that took place on our soil, to put this new regime back into office here in the United States, Biden, they are literally building, they've started 40 new ports on both sides of the Panama Canal.
Wow, nobody knows that. And is that part of their Belt and Road Initiative or whatever that is?
It's part of the Belt Road infrastructure system. The other thing that most people don't understand is that the agricultural aspect of it. They're buying up massive amounts of agricultural land in Central and South America.
Wow. So people have only thought about what they're buying here. And we import a lot from there. And what I've been saying and thinking is they're not doing it to have manufacturing of fruits and vegetables and the livestock for us. It's to send back to China.
That's correct. This is all about cultivating property, whether it's in Central South America, whether, by the way, also in the Caribbean. I'm going to talk about what they're doing in the Caribbean too. This is very serious stuff that I'm going to talk to your audience about today. Not only have they been buying up agricultural property here in America, they've been buying up property, and we've been allowing them also to buy up property near very strategic, high targeted military bases as well.
And that's not just in Texas, that's all over America?
That's in North Dakota as well. They're near.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we have to start looking at we're not even talking about what China's already done in Africa and some other, in Asia and different places like that, where they're wielding their influence. But they also have a massive of influence over Cuba and Venezuela specifically. And this is really interesting for me, because when I look at patterns of working with the cartel, the southern border, how are terrorists getting through to the southern borders into the hands of the cartels to make their passage into the United States? Well, if you look at Cuba and Venezuela, both are communist countries.
Right.
China has wielded their influence. In Mexico City, Mexico, they, within 2 years, they opened up an international airport to compete with the already existing Mexico City airport, very close by. Probably didn't need this. Interestingly enough, so when I delved into looking at this, why would they do that? If you look at the flights that are coming into that particular airport, there's only two flights coming in from different countries. One is from Cuba, ding, ding, ding. One is from Venezuela.
Wow.
We have got photographs, Mel, of over 200 supposable Cuban male doctors under the age of 40. They're dressed in doctor's outfits, but I'm here to tell you, when we looked closer and we followed this movement, they are mercenaries.
Right. Yeah. I mean, doctors in communist Cuba are young, were born and bred in that regime, by that regime down there. And this is really, really, that's so scary, because I'm sure that a lot of the people coming across the border are dressed as something that they're not, and they're mercenaries from all over the world. I'm very nervous for our country, because you've been talking about it for almost 2 years, people coming through, and you're the first one I heard talk about Arizona, but now I've heard multiple people talk about that there are, you know, enemy combatants basically all over our country, especially in these border states.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mel, I'll show you really quick a photograph that we took in field just a couple of weeks ago when we were doing an operation at the border. Oh, you're not going to be able to see it. So we got a group of 30 fully armed AK-47s in camo gear, sneaking in what we believe a couple foreign Chinese nationals into our nation.
No, you showed me the pictures when I saw you. And that's the other thing. You sent me your video. If you send me your video, I'll put a link below so people can see how like on the ground you've been. I mean, you're so brave, your whole team, but listen, you're dealing with some real evil down there, because what you said earlier is something I don't think a lot of people know. I live right near the Archdiocese in New York City. Mm-hmm. Every few days now, there's about 200 men that are definitely under 30 for sure. A couple kids, which we know are not unaccompanied minors, they're trafficked children. They look nothing like the people they're with, but they're online. The Catholic Church here is giving them $500 food stamp cards, temporary Medicaid, housing. They're kicking a lot. I've talked to homeless people that they're not allowing to stay in the shelters anymore and kicking them out, which are unsafe and terrible anyway. to put in illegals and kicking out American citizens and vets to house them here. They're also putting them in hotels in New York. They're enrolling their children who are literate in their own language into our schools at the age group which they're in. So then all these illegals go into what, sixth grade or fifth grade, and they don't have an education in their place or here, and they don't know English. And this is happening every day in New York. But if you look at it, it's these NGOs and these groups, you know, that are down there on the border pretending that they're humanitarian. And this is not humanitarian. This is not, what are they doing?
No, it's not humanitarian. And, you know, that is just one part of the plan to destabilize America through the open borders. That what you're talking to right now is how you stress communities, right? That's putting massive financial stress on your community systems, whether it's your education system, whether it's your healthcare systems, whether it's your hospital systems, your law enforcement, crime is going to go up. Because what do illiterate people do? They turn to the streets, they turn to crime. Right. And make no mistake, the drug cartel, here's an example of the sophistication of the cartels and how smart they are. So you would think Lexington, Kentucky, home of some of the best bred horses in the world, right? Very wealthy area,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful, pristine. I want you to think about this. Calumet Farms, they produced, I think, one of the Triple Crown winners or one of very prestigious farm. Mel, they had one of the heads of the cartel for the region of the southern area working as a stable hand. That was his cover.
Wow.
Didn't know that, did you? That was his cover. So if you think for 1 second you are safe in any community that you live in or any business that you live in, if one of the heads, one of the generals who are part of human trafficking and the drug trafficking trade is a ranch hand at one of the most prestigious farms in the country.
Probably in the world for horse racing.
Yes. And he is operating out of there as his cover so he can do the nefarious activities. We are not safe in America anywhere at all. And if you think you're safe, if you live in rural Iowa or in the heartland, wherever you are not safe, because that's where they set up shop to do their dirty work.
Right. And, you know, you've talked a lot about the coordination with our own government and our own officials, because, you know, here in New York, we had Gillibrand say in an interview recently that she wanted all the migrants that they're sending here that are going through Penn Station and coming into White Plains on planes every few days, that they want to send them to upstate New York. That is red, by the way, that are where the hardworking New Yorkers are. They get totally screwed by New York City's like politics and the overwhelming Democrat left communists here. But I will tell you, she said kind of like, oh yeah, well, we're going to send them all to upstate New York because they'll get money from the government. So I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, is she out loud saying that she's going to use the illegals? She's going to put them into upstate places where there's like heavily Amish and farmers and all of that have been there hundreds of years to get money from the government for taking them. And yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Absolutely. This is one of the largest money laundering scheme of taxpayer funded dollars in history. It really is. And you know, when you look at what money laundering actually is and how you, and even I can't get into this, into Ukraine, all of this stuff I can actually get into how they are funneling money and laundering money back to other businesses and organizations and their friends. And it's a huge scheme, right?
Yeah. But it's grants. Grants and helping for the good of the people.
And the thing that really is so frightening is that these are people who are supposed to uphold and protect and defend American values and the Constitution and our freedoms. America first. Illegals, first of all, have no rights to any money whatsoever, including your Social Security. By the way, they are now giving Social Security benefits to illegals. I would like to know where the sheriffs are. We need to start actually arresting our politicians and holding them up for crimes against against the Constitution and against the American people, as well as crimes against humanity. Because the murders and the rapes and the things that are going on at the border, just from that alone, is really, really vile and disgusting. But I do want to get back to the China
Go ahead.
Connection with the cartels. You've got China setting up 40 ports on both sides of the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal is used for one of the biggest trade to go from the Pacific to the East Coast. This is huge. So if you think about in the Middle East, where Iran and Syria, that we're so worried about the straits, right? Because
right,
of oil. We have to protect that because that's a massive trade route for oil and energy. Now think about one of the biggest trade routes for food supply.
Panama Canal.
The Caribbean right now, China has set up ports all throughout the Caribbean as well.
Right.
They're also, the military of China has been working with Trudeau's Canadian military for several years now under the disguise of training exercises. Now you have Russia, which I've talked to you about this before. You have Russia and Nicaragua, who just struck up a deal with the Nicaraguan president to bring in more military equipment and more military soldiers to do what? To train with Nicaragua. China and Russia have now made a back deal alliance with each other.
I know.
And who is at the forefront of that would be entangled in that would be who? The Biden administration. Right. Then you've got I'm going to name the two cartels because you know me, I name names. The Sinaloa cartel.
Right. They've been involved with the Bushes for like what, 30 years?
30 plus years, especially in the McAllen sector. Now you've got the New Generation cartel. They are very dangerous. The leader of the New Generation cartel is one of the FBI's most wanted. He's got a $10 million bounty. Probably should have a heck of a lot more than that. They're working with the Chinese mafia, which of course is nothing more than an arm of the Chinese Communist Party, to bring in those synthetics, right? The ingredients to make the fentanyl and carfentanyl. Right. So you've got them working with, also, by the way, we're connecting the dots where we're now finding out Iran has a presence in Central and South America with the cartels. By the way, through the alliance of the Chinese Communist Party. We're getting ready to hopefully blow some serious stuff out of the water, me and my team.
I know.
And this, now think about all of this stuff coming up through the border, southern border, intermingling into these caravans. They splinter off. They're going to allow some to be sacrificial lambs, so to speak, because they're like, oh my gosh, we're catching these individuals. All the while in the areas that I go into where we call no man's land, they're being brought through undetected, marching through our country. And Mel, I've told you before, I am very concerned that fentanyl is going to be the mass destruction item that's going to be used to kill massive amounts of Americans.
Yeah, one of your partners, because you guys were down there, you guys got photos of these people. They're in camouflage. They look like they look like American soldiers. They're coming through the border, and it appears, I think this is what I got, is that there are a lot of Border Patrol and others that are down there that can't do their job. But these people, they do have contacts on both sides. There are contacts in America, and you know, DHS and all these people, they act like they don't even know what's going on. But it has to be coordinated, because the video that I saw from one of your team members is they're coming through where they know nobody is. How would they know that nobody's there if they're not getting intel that nobody's there?
Well, I'm here to tell you right now, they absolutely know where they're coming through. They know where they're at. We've got towers that are set up in these particular areas. By the way, at the tune of over 70 million taxpayer funded dollars for one tower that's not being operated on.
Right.
That's another story that's not being talked about. They absolutely know. And these particular areas, Mel, where we go into, I was talking to Sheriff Lamb. The first time I ever decided to start honing in on this area that over 2 years ago, I was meeting with Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona, and he's not on the border, but his town is, because everything that
Arizona's gotten killed by this.
I was telling him and one of his deputies, I said, yeah, this is where we're getting ready to go. We're going to start exposing. And he paused and he looked at the head of my security and he said, how much bullets do you have? What type of weapons are you going in there? And I thought he was like going to be like, you can't do that. And he said, and we told him what we were carrying. And he said, no, I'm very serious. You need to make sure that you have these weapons and this many bullets, and make sure you have a bulletproof vest, because this is a very dangerous area. And we just want you to know, thank you for going in there and reporting what you're getting ready to report.
Yeah, I don't know. You have no fear, but that's because you've been doing this a long time. You're not new to military operation or strategic operations or any of this, but this, you did this on your own. This is you and your team, a very small, but very, very, you know, experienced, awesome. You guys are like this, like super underground superheroes. But I got to tell you, what you've been doing is out of, people need to know, is self-financed and something that you just can't let go of once you started seeing it. Because you were down there, you know, people don't want to talk about the sex trafficking and child trafficking, but you saw it firsthand. I've seen some of your pictures and some of your footage. You can't unsee that, what you've seen. Just talk a little bit about that aspect of it, because I think it's getting worse. And I keep seeing, and I'm in New York City, and I'm telling you right now that there are young girls all over this city that don't look like they know where they are. They don't speak English. And I think it's coming from the border. And I think these are trafficked women.
Absolutely. The amount of women and children that have been trafficked this year, by the way, is probably going to be the biggest year on record ever. You want to talk about slave reparations and all that stuff that they want to talk about. We right now are living in the where there's more slave trade than ever before in all of human history. Wrap your mind around that. All of human history. Women and children are being sold every single day at the border. They're being staged, whether it's in the stash houses that I've been into, whether it's at the Mexican highway in the staging grounds. And what happens before they're even sold into the slavery, they're violently gang raped into submission, multiple men's different semens in them. And we're not talking just women. We're talking about little boys and little girls, because there's a very sick appetite out there for all of it. And some of them don't even make it into the sex trade industry. Some of them are murdered, unfortunately, and sacrificed. There's actual sacrifices going on. That was something for me, Mel, that I had a hard time believing. It's like you hear about those things, but when you walk into a stash house like I have, and I've got video of literal both there's animal and human sacrifices being done in these, they worship Santa Muerta.
I know.
They believe that if they eat the organs, this is cannibalism, by the way, too. They believe if they eat the organs, they become all powerful. I've interviewed Border Patrol agents and customs agents who have been chasing these coyotes in the desert. And they've told me horrific stories of some things that they've seen even out there. We've got children being killed for their organs and sold on the black market, which China, of course, is one of the biggest buyers of this. And so just from that alone, I don't understand why America is not outraged. You know, PETA, right? They'll get out there, or the Me Too movement and all of these things, you know, give $19 a month to save an animal. How about we all give and go down to the border and say, let's close this down and not let one child or one woman be raped or killed or sold.
Right. Yeah. And that's the truth. And I don't understand it. I don't. The mainstream media is obviously covering it up. But bigger than that, everyone can feel it now. I mean, maybe even if you're, no matter where you are. And I think the thing that you said is really important, too. The whole concept of open borders and the UN and all of it is all a fraud. What they really want is for us to cede our sovereignty to this global elite, financial machine. And they don't care how many people die or how many of our children, you know, are left behind, because that's what's happening. Like you said, the flooding of our country's resources is a big deal, too. Now, one thing you mentioned that I do want to go over again is the Caribbean. Cause I remember when the Chinese CCP were building a submarine station in Abacoa. And then we had this hurricane that came in under Trump. And then it was a kind of exposed that they were building these ports all over, this is right off our border basically. And the Clinton Global Initiative's all over those islands too. We all know about Jeffrey Epstein's island. But these people, so they're kind of surrounding us. That's very close down there in, Abacoa. How far is that? That's like 2 hours from Miami. Not even. So they are surrounding us on both sides, both borders, while the Biden regime is trying to, literally, it's them with NATO, trying to start conflicts all over. People think it's just Ukraine. No, you have a son that's a soldier. There, we are in Yemen having battles, in Syria, in all over the Middle East. And nobody's even talking about it. They're acting like that's not going on. So they're weakening our military. They're kicking people out of the military who are real patriots or won't take the jab. As they, at the same time, we're being surrounded. And you know what? Everyone is so feels like America will never be hit on our soil. And I think that this is a very naive way of thinking at this point, because I feel like this current regime, and they're working for the globalists, are trying to destroy America from the inside out. But I think our national security is in more danger than ever, not just because the border, but because of their foreign policy.
Oh, you couldn't be more correct on that front. You know, I'm in the private sector in my before when I used to make money in my private life. You know, one of our consultancy business, we were actually contracted, and I can't get into the details, but we were actually contracted to look at wars on different fronts and if we were how our readiness was. And I'm here to tell you this now that you got to think about this. This was 5 years ago when Trump first took office, about a year and a half after he took office, to look at what Obama had done, how he weakened us so much.
Right.
So when we looked at the wars on different fronts and if we were going to have the readiness and capability to win, it was a negative. And so think about where we are now and what the extension of Biden's administration is, just the extension of Obama's directive.
Right, of course.
Basement, right?
Yeah.
So we are in serious peril. And believe me, our enemies 100% know that we absolutely are not capable, nor are we ready to fight wars on multiple fronts. And what's really interesting is when I looked at what Biden purposely did last year with the Afghan withdrawal, right?
Right.
Anybody who's in the military world, anybody who understands that type of process, right? What the protocols are.
Right.
He purposefully turned over, because one of the things that kept us ahead of the rest of our enemies, even though we weren't maybe battle ready on all fronts, we had the best technology. We were always ahead of everybody else's technology. Right. And that's what everybody was fearful of. Our enemies were fearful of that particular thing. So when he gave over $87 billion purposefully worth of equipment that was not dismantled, that was not gutted, and was not blown up, that was a strategic plan to say, here, we're giving you our secrets. So now you can build our capabilities and you will be able to counter us, and we will not be able to defend ourselves. That's one of the things that nobody's talking about, of why that took place. And the other thing now, Mel, and I'm getting ready to go speak in Oregon. Yeah, I'm going to the belly of the beast. I'm
again? Wow, you are a trooper. You go back into the... You are a warrior. Oh my God. Good
I'm
for you.
I'm going to be speaking
awesome.
At the state capitol in Portland and Salem.
Good.
About what's going on in this nation. But we're going to be discussing the 2A rights and what, because Oregon, there's certain states are kind of like the benchmark where they try to get things done.
Right.
And then they trickle it down to the rest of the United States. Well, the thing that's really concerning me is we have got to push back on all of these red flag laws. There's also a couple other executive orders that he has signed. One of the things that's most dangerous, Elizabeth Warren, and by the way, she's trying to take credit for it. Glenn Beck, you need to get a hold of what Glenn Beck's talking about. This is really important. The banks, which are owned by the globalist elites, they have directed Visa, American Express, and MasterCard to flag you if you buy. Well, it's not, you have to find out and follow the trail on that, because it's very important, because that is what they're going to utilize to confiscate our guns.
Right.
The last line of defense of any nation is a citizen's being armed.
Yep.
And that's what they want to do. So this is all part. Remember that intricate spider web I told you about months ago, the perfect storm. This is what's going on. And this is all strategic. This is military strategy. And we have to wake up, America. I almost believe it's almost too late. We've just been sleepwalking far too long. But if you don't prep yourself, you don't prepare yourself, you don't get in community, like-minded community.
Right. Very important.
There's going to be a time where you're going to need your brothers in arms, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, I actually did a show the other day on that. That is actually coming from the World Economic Forum Great Resetters, that Visa, MasterCard. It's their public-private partnership plan that usurps our government, goes directly for the people. And then, as we know, you've done a lot also on January 6th, that Bank of America, Chase, Verizon, a couple other companies handed over geo tracking from their customers to the government. So a lot of people from January 6th that had their doors kicked in months later, it was because the private sector corporations were handing over that info. It's going to be the exact same thing that any Amex, a MasterCard, Visa, they're all partners of the World Economic Forum, first of all. Second of all, what they're doing is they're going to flag it in certain, they're going to categorize it, you know, like they do with healthcare, into a different thing so that if the government wants it, they'll just hand it right over to the government. And this is the thing that we all have to realize, and I know you're big on it. Are your phone is tracking and tracing you? If you have apps on your phone that you don't need, you need to erase them. I would actually do a full reboot on your phone in general. But this is another part, Christy, that I think people have to realize that we're being tracked and traced, and it's not just by our government.
That's correct. It's by foreign nationals.
Right.
You know, when you look at the Great Reset and how they're doing it, and again, America is the only country standing in the way right. of the final domino to fall. We are it. And that's why there's such concentration on America. And Trump was, whether you like Trump or whether you didn't like Trump, I don't care. This isn't political for me. This is about fighting for our sovereignty, for our freedom, right. for our liberties. Right? Yep. For our future generations. This isn't about the me right now generation. I'm not out here risking literally my own life.
Yeah, you are.
Because of some reason to affect a small portion of right. what's going on. I am out here telling you this because if you don't engage and you don't understand what's going on, we are not going to have a country, which means what? If you don't have a country, we will be under a globalist regime.
Right.
And that is the World Economic Forum, which is run by the communist socialist. Do you understand, yeah. America?
Yeah. And it's, you know,
the fight.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the problem is, no, I don't think America understands because all of the corporations that run our media are in on it because Larry Fink runs BlackRock. He's on the board of the World Economic Forum, putting in the ESG score, architect of the Great Reset. And also BlackRock is the only financial firm from America that functions autonomously in CCP China. You know, and then you throw in that he's on the Council of Foreign Relations and all the Rockefeller stuff. Listen, this is why I say we have an oligarchy of billionaires and trillionaires that usurped our government. And our government right now works for them, not for us. Everyone in that selected area. And when you bring up Obama, I call it O'Biden regime because look at everyone came right from there. These are the same people that did color revolutions all over the world. And here's the thing, Christy, I wonder what you think of this. I haven't talked to you about this, but as I watch what's going on, I usually follow the money, but there's something else that I followed right after the COVID started to fail and they shifted to a war in Ukraine, which I believe was pre-planned because Zelensky spoke at the World Economic Forum. He's a young leader of the World Economic Forum in 2017, basically saying, use Ukraine as the build back better, you know, utopia for the world. And then bam, what happens? But here's what's really disturbing, because you're on the front lines. You love America. You're fighting, honestly, day and night on your own dime to try to wake people up. I saw our country, our media, a lot of liberal left wing people that put the Ukraine flag on their Facebook page and stuff say that the Russian people, not the Russian military, not Putin, not the Russian, leaders, the people, Russian people. We're now no longer welcome in sports, in music. They didn't want to go to the Russian restaurants. They didn't want, you know, boycott the whole Russia. Don't let them in America. The people. First of all, it's to not know history to know how much the Russian people have actually helped America all the way back to the revolution. But this was very similar to me as Nazi Germany, where they were painting a picture of the Russian people as unwelcome, unworthy, like it was their fault. Well, here's the thing that you know and I know. The crimes committed by our own government around the world, Libya is one that I think is awful, one of the worst of the worst. But, you know, now we're talking about 30 years, the National Endowment for Democracy and the color revolutions and the Soros NGOs all over the world. The American people are very lucky that the rest of the world doesn't blame us yet. because I am telling you, when I see, and Zelensky's up there at the UN saying he doesn't want Russian people to be able to travel. He doesn't want Russian people to have any access. He's like, you know, freeze them out, put them in famine. The people, mm-hmm. there's hundreds of millions of Russians and they're, and I'm thinking, God, how lucky that the American people have no idea the crimes of our own government. And yet the rest of the world has yet to turn on us. But I don't know how much longer that lasts.
Well, you know, it's reminiscent of Nazi Germany, right? Where the Jews had to start off wearing these patches on their shoulder, because on their arm, just so they could travel, right? Or go free to leave their home. And if they didn't have that on, there was serious repercussions. This is a dangerous, slippery slope. First and foremost, the people of any country, and I don't care if you're from Iran, Syria, Libya, Russia, whatever, the people of that country, for the most part, they are living their lives in peace, going about their business, raising their families, going to work. It is the governments. And we have to start understanding it is the leaders and the governments who are pretty much the reason why wars are fought, wars are started, and civilizations collapse.
Right.
It's greed, and power, money from those leaders. And if anybody should not be able to travel, why don't we just stick labels on them and say, you know what, Zelensky, you're not going to be allowed to travel. Putin, no. You can't travel across the borders and all of your cabinet. So we need to turn the tides a little bit. And I think for American values and the liberty and the freedom that we have been allowed for so many, over two centuries now, if we don't take back our own government, nobody else is going to do it. Nobody's coming on a white horse to do it for us. First and foremost, you need to get the Constitution. You need to understand what your role is, what your legal power is. That's a very important thing. Your legal power and authority. We need to work with the sheriffs, Mel. I've said this before, and I know you and I've had conversations of this. We need to start making citizens arrests alongside of the sheriffs and start literally arresting our politicians. Nothing is going to change until that happens. And we've got to start working with some sheriffs with some backbones who are actually willing to do this. And if we need to deputize our own force and create a militia, the way the Constitution, the way the founding fathers put it into legal law, then that's what we need to do. Because you know what, at the end of the day, now you're not gonna be able to see this because this is what we're fighting for.
I know.
Right here, this right here.
Right.
Men, women have died for this. And this stands for freedom. This stands for liberty. And we're gonna have to start being very radical in our thinking, the way the founding fathers were radical in their thinking. They created this country founded on Judeo-Christian principles, ordained by the breath of God in that, and given us our rights and our duties as a citizens to take back a government who no longer serves the people or natural law.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, everything that you're telling us today, every American citizen out there, especially the millions and millions of vets and retired cops and retired first responders, you know, they're out there and we really need everyone on deck right now, because I got to tell you, if China and Russia are surrounding us and these guys, let me tell you something, Blinken, Biden, Sullivan, Nuland's still in there. You know, the what happened in 2014 in Ukraine, nobody wants to talk about, but that was us. That's who's running Ukraine. And I have to tell you, the rest of the world is waking up. They had their Shanghai cooperation event just recently where 12 nations, including Russia, China, Iran, Pakistan, India, all got together, and they at these meetings they have had enough of this ridiculous regime, but also the poking of the bear of many different countries' leaders that have nuclear weapons, that have the capability. And the problem is, like you're saying, they're surrounding us from the southern border. They're surrounding us on the waterways around our country, the northern border. And you know what? There was a sacred thing for many years that we took for granted that they never hit the homeland of America. But at this point, the amount of fire and you know, kerosene and everything being thrown onto this World War III, you know, nonsense, it's coming from NATO and the US and the Five Eyes nations, the Western nations. And they're acting like they're not going to be hit. you know, and I'm very worried about our country being so complacent and so lied to by this disgusting media that is totally, A, they're bullies and they're racists. But on top of that, they're denying to the American people how much trouble we're in financially and on our homeland. And Christy, you've been documenting, there's cells all over this country. You have pictures, you have shown me, you have gone into the war zone, but nobody's talking about that. The US has not been hit on our soil thus far, other than whatever you believe happened at 9/11. That's not what I'm talking about. And I really fear that the American people are gonna wake up too late. You know,
well, Mel, you know, there's two things I want to touch on. One is I believe, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I believe between now and the election, we are going to see some terrorist attacks on our soil. There's going to be some civil unrest. There's going to be some catastrophic stuff that's happening. They're going to postpone the election because they're not going to give up the power. They can't afford to. So, you know, between now and the election, I really do want your listeners not to panic, but just like anything else, I live in the state of Florida. We prepare for hurricanes. When you prepare right. for a hurricane that's coming, a storm that's coming, and we're America's in a storm and a massive storm's coming. So you prepare, you want to get generators, propane, you want to make sure you have extra gasoline. Don't do a run on the supermarkets, but just go get, you know, food supplies, 3 to 4 months worth of supplies for you and your family. Start talking to your neighbor, find out what, right. you know, you have to start being in community. Go to Women Fighting for America's website. We have a 14-point plan. Some of this stuff is on there. Please engage. The other thing I want to talk about, and I don't have the facts to back this up, and when I'm getting ready to say an opinion or what, if I were looking at something from a military strategy perspective, I don't have the facts to back this up. However, I'm going to say it anyway, because
you know what? We have to put everything out there. And if anyone knows from the front lines that can give actual opinions that make sense, that aren't some expert spewing talking points, it's you.
And it's about Ukraine. Okay. So if you look at what happened in Ukraine, and again, you got to back up from what happened in Afghanistan last year with the weapons, right? And then fast forward to the Russia invading Ukraine. And then now we've got where we are sending billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, another set of billions upon billions of dollars right. to Ukraine to fight. Well, this, if you look at this again, strategically, militarily, to me, what they're doing is a cover to funnel not only dollars, right? Billions of actual cash into the European Union over there, into right. the United Nations, into Ukraine.
Right.
We're also sending what? Military equipment, right? So we're shifting money and military equipment and resources into Ukraine.
Well, because I firmly believe.
What did Ukraine do for the Democratic Party?
Well, we know four children of the leaders of the Democratic Party got great jobs at Burisma. We know about the bioweapons labs that were all set up under Obama. But even bigger than that, and what you're saying, I think, is really important to understand as well, is that Zelensky has always been not only a young global leader, but the oligarchs that did Burisma funded him. So, you know, you have to look at it also that way. And who ran Ukraine? Joe Biden. Yep. Who sat at the Council of Foreign Relations and said, if you investigate my son, if you don't fire that guy, I'm going to, you know, hold back the money, and clapped. And then the whole room of the Council of Foreign Relations laughed and clapped. You know, they're all in on it. They all know. And my issue is, and I've been saying this quite some time, because Gorbachev and Reagan agreed to end NATO. It was there because of the USSR threat. We know all about, you and I know, but my listeners do, about Brzezinski and Kissinger and Rockefeller's whole plan. And Russia is strategic to them because of Russia's natural resources and a million other reasons. But I will tell you, I believe that NATO is the one world government military. And I think that a lot of our weapons and stuff is going to NATO. So they're arming NATO. And I've said all along, they need a one world monetary system. So the central bank digital currency.
That's correct.
Know that the Pope is wanting all his billions of dollars, probably 100 billion all over the world, back to the Vatican Bank by the 30th. They want, and I believe, I've always said, they want a one world religion, which means basically their God, because that's how communism works. And, you know, they talk about their benevolent AI replacing God. And I think NATO is their one world military, and NATO is not serving any person of any nation that it is claiming to serve. It is serving the globalist plans for the world, because they don't seem to care about any country. If you read what they say at their meetings, and there is, you know, Agenda 2030, there's a NATO Agenda 2030.
Correct.
There's a IMF Agenda 2030. And it all falls in line with everything that the O'Biden regime is doing, because Obama is and always has, and unfortunately with Bush and Clinton and other Bush, they're globalists. That's always correct. And Donald Trump, like you said, like him or not, he made some serious blows against the globalists with NAFTA and the ridiculous Paris Climate Accord, money laundering and all of that. And now they're going so fast, Christy, that they're hitting us from all sides so fast that if you are an American citizen with the least bit of common sense, you don't even need an education to understand that America is under attack from within and without. And I think the people that are facilitating it the most have been installed in this regime, and they are not, I agree with you, working for us.
No, they're not. And exactly. So you look at what's really taking place and how this administration is working hand in hand with our enemies and our own demise. I would like to understand, I actually already know the answer to this question that I'm going to say, but if, you know, we have leaders in Congress on independent, conservative, even if you're a blue dog Democrat, if you're on those fence, right? Where are you? Why aren't you standing up? Why aren't you in the forefront on platform speaking?
I don't know. This?
That is what the problem is. They're silent because they're cowards, and they just want to think that there's another election coming. You can't be that stupid, right? I don't think you can be that stupid. Maybe some of it is ignorance, but those who have been in the offices for a very, very long time, decades, they are not stupid. They are complicit. That is the only logical conclusion that you can come to. And we have got to, the American people, please, I'm asking you, wake the heck up right now. And if you can't volunteer your time, if you have treasure, you know, Mel, I don't ever ask, you know me, I never ask anybody for anything, but I'm at the point where we have some very serious things coming up there, and it's going to take money. I have an incredible elite team who have just donated just so much time and energy and finances to do what we do. But I'm going to ask your listeners directly today, if you could please partner with us. We are getting ready to do some very serious operations that I can't get into.
I know.
That literally we might not come back from.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. If you're going to support anything or anyone, Christy and her team, and they have the receipts. I've seen way too much. I don't even know how. I don't think you do sleep at night at this point, my friend, but I do know that your team is awesome. And these people love, I mean, you guys are saving people from child and sex trafficking. You're going in and you're getting evidence for our government that this is all happening on our borders. And it seems to sometimes fall on deaf ears, but if you stop, it goes away and people go to sleep. I mean, just you being out there alone and getting any press. And then we know people like you are getting slammed in the media, but this is why I don't understand the media. They should be shouting all of this from the rooftops if they cared at all, but they're all controlled by the globalist international multinational corporations and these oligarchy billionaire trillionaires. They don't care what happens to us, but you do. And I'm really grateful. You become a very good friend, but honestly, you and your team have put your life on the line. I've thought many times, I have somebody going with you on one soon, and his wife is very scared, and you know, but he's going anyway. And I have to tell you, what you're doing for this country, you are a hero, and you are, I'm so grateful to know you and that you're my friend, but I do worry about you. I know you're on a mission from God, because every time you tell me where you're going, I'm like, oh my God, whatever. You have superhuman strength or something, or you just know the truth and you're not going to give up. So please, anyone that can help out, she's the real deal. And we will, when this is exposed on the other side and we impeach them for not just impeach. I think a lot of them are committing treason against we the people by keeping
criminal crimes. Actually,
yeah, by keeping that border open, they're aiding and abetting the enemy in infiltrating our country. And whatever demise comes is on them. All the human and child trafficking right now is already on them in my mind anyway, and that's a criminal offense. But I believe that you will be providing a lot of evidence on the other side that will be used in a court of law to take these people down. So that's another reason. Christy, tell them again where they can find you.
Please, you can go to our website. You can actually just look up Women Fighting for America if you can remember that easy, or you can go to WFFA, Whiskey Foxtrot, Foxtrot Alpha, dot win.
Whiskey Foxtrot, Foxtrot Alpha. I know, you're in the field win. A lot. You gotta be very, very precise. I know. And what's so funny is that you're such a lover of God and country, and you're such a good friend. And yet you go out there and I see you and you're like a battle warrior. It's amazing. And I'm so grateful. So please, everyone, go to Women Fighting for America. We'll put all the links below. In any way you can help, volunteer, get the word out. Her plan for securing our borders should be on the desk of every politician in America, from state, local, and federal. And thank you so much, my friend. Good luck. Be safe. And I will see you at the end of the month. Luckily, I love seeing you in Pennsylvania at the Reawaken Absolutely. America Tour. So go to the website, themelkayshow.com events, and you can meet me and Christy on the road at the end of the month in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, my friend. And please be safe and stay in touch. And God bless you. And God bless your men. You are really, I'm telling you, you're going to be on the other side giving evidence to put some of these people in prison. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. It is an American company, made in America, grown in America, packaged in America. And that makes me really happy because I always talk about defund the cabal, refund the kingdom. What better way to do that than to start getting your superfoods from MelKSuperfoods.com. And when you go there, you know that you're getting the best quality, no fillers, totally organic. You're never going to be without healthy fruits and vegetables right at a moment's notice. We don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. We don't know what's happening with food prices, with what's going on in the market. So I always know if I can't find what I'm looking for, I always have my daily amount of fruits and vegetables that will keep me healthy and thriving right in my cupboard. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.